I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one game on their minds, Sword Quest. Because the company had promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared, leading to one of the biggest controversies in 80s pop culture. I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades. Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We have all kinds of things to get to here. So I want to get to something that's on my heart. Hello, Dr. Kelly. I have three wonderful little girls. I'll be raising them to be anti-communists. My dime and I are thinking about number four, but we're not sure. Kids are expensive, and given her track record of throwing girls, it's cattle lingo, he says. I'm a farmer rancher. Should we keep going? It seems like our entire culture is being run by women for the last 30 years. Should I test my luck and make a fourth baby in hopes for a son, or just get the snip? I love my daughters with my whole life. I'll bury their ex-boyfriends if necessary. I have the land for it. He said, we're not wealthy. We're actually almost poor. I only make $38,000 a year, but I have an old house. We don't use the government programs, but if we have a fourth, we'd make our state level of poverty and be able to cash in on welfare programs. I'm torn. I love babies, so on and so forth. Do I make more babies? Don't say my name. My wife will use it against me. Listen, I have had a moment, many moments. I had another one this weekend, and the moment was this. My son, I was already telling you about the state cross-country run and things like that, and he, because it was real cold where we were going, we had to get him all prepped and get him something he didn't have. He needed, essentially, he needed some workout gear. He needed some pants that keep his legs warm enough when it was cold. It doesn't matter what it was. So we had to go out, and we had to go find some stuff for him. And I sent him off with his mother. Now, my 14-year-old is a monster already. He's 6 feet tall. He's going to be as big as I you know, I'm 6'8". He's going to be easily that tall. You know, the wife, you know, Aubrey's tiny. She's 5'2". She's a tiny little thing. She's a gymnast. And so I sent him off with her when we got in the store because I was, you know, I'm a bit of a pit master. So I was, what, Chris? So I was looking at the various, they had smoker seasonings and things like that. I was just doing guy gawking stuff, looking at stuff. And I sent them off. And I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. And send them off to go look at the athletic clothes. I browse for a couple minutes, and then I walk over looking for them. And I come around the corner, and my son has his hand on the top of his mother's back, and he's looking down at her, just totally lovingly, clearly doting on her. And she's looking up at him, smiling. And it was just this wonderful picture of a son who loves his mother and a mother who loves her son. And I honestly, I walked right up to her. It's something I've said to her before. And well, I said up to all of them, and I said, honestly, I feel like I'm the wealthiest person on the planet because of that. Not because of money or anything, houses and cars and what, any of that stuff. That's wealth. That's riches. That's what matters. You have a wife you clearly care about. You have three wonderful little girls. Go make another one. Go make several more. That's wealth. That's what really matters. And that's what will save this country. It sounds small. It doesn't sound like it's enough, right? Well, how can that save the country, Jesse? Shouldn't I run for president? No. American families expanding their love, raising each other, supporting each other with a purpose. That is the fabric that built this country. It wasn't the government. It is the fabric that built this country from the beginning, and it is what will save this country in the end. All those gigantic pockets of people just like you who share your values. Dimes, find a man, get married, and make some babies. If that's your lot in life, right? It's not everyone's lot in life. Dudes, find a dime, put a ring on her finger, go make a bunch of babies, and don't stop. Keep going, all right? Keep going. Now, what you don't want to do is start snapping at reporters.
But aren't these hostages in jeopardy if there is a ground invasion?
You want to make a speech? Now, look, yeah. Obviously.
And Joe Biden getting snippy with people, that was over the weekend. Why? Well, one, because he's a jerk. But two, Joe Biden's feeling the heat. And it's not that I'm expecting you to feel any sympathy whatsoever for Joe Biden. I don't feel any sympathy for him. But think how much this would suck to strive for something your whole life. I want to be president. I want to be top dog. I want to be this. I want to be that. And to finally get there, only to discover that you screwed everything up to the point where now even people who are on your side don't want you to run anymore. Dean Phillips is running against him. No one even knows who Dean Phillips is. He's a congressman. Comes out and announces he's running against Joe Biden. That's how unpopular he is in Democrat circles.
I invite you to join me in declaring a new American independence, not from another nation or people, rather a new independence from fear and from the status quo. That road to a new American century starts right here, and it starts...
Yeah, I don't actually care about what he's saying, but that is bad. Joe Biden and his people, they're trying to figure out how to hold this bad boy together so he's even going to be allowed to run again. All right, let's get to some more of these questions. I'm way behind. Hey, why is one of the airwaves? In light of the recent plea bargain deals and the Georgia RICO election tampering cases, the outlook for Trump continues to look more bleak at each turn of events. Many charges against Trump in the various cases are in the felony category by federal law, convicted felon, so on and so forth. So if Trump becomes a convicted felon before the 2024 election, does that mean he won't be able to vote for himself? And since the president's being paid with taxpayer money, if Trump won the election, would he not be allowed to assume office? What's your take on this? Well, I've told you my take before, and I don't like to say it a lot because everyone gets mad at me. I take that back. You actually take this very well. It's such an ugly take that I don't like repeating it a lot because it just feels like I'm beating people up to beat people up. Here's my take. When you get to a point where your justice system, where it's corrupted too, that is the point of no return for a nation. Understand that nations all suffer from some level of corruption at various points in time. This is going to end up being a little corrupt, and that's a little corrupt, and this needs cleaned out, and that needs cleaned out. All nations can and will suffer that at various points in time. But the justice system is a different animal, because the justice system is what holds power over you, complete power over you. There's nothing you can do to stop a justice system if all of it, if every part of it becomes weaponized against you and they come for you. It's over. They've got you. As I brought up before, Stalin put on all kinds of show trials when he was taking out his political opposition. He'd have them elected or arrested on trumped up charges, and then they'd have a show trial. But everything was predetermined, you know, the judge, the everything else. The public would, of course, get to see the show trial, and the guy would normally have some confession beaten or threatened out of him. But everyone also knew, everybody knew what the deal was. These were just show trials. They weren't actually trials. What's the difference? Well, the outcome's already determined. It's already determined. What's going to happen to Trump is already done. And people, especially Trump's hardcore fans, of which there are many, right? Maybe that's you. You don't want to hear that, because when you bank on somebody, you want to make sure that at least that somebody has a chance. No, he's going to take it back. And it's, this is very human, so I'm not insulting you. You project more strength on them. You project things on them than they actually possess. And so when you say things like, well, Trump's already done, if you're a Trump hardcore loyalist, it's very, very tempting to say, what? No way, Trump is going to beat them all. But then you ask that person, how? Well, what's the plan? He's being arrested and charged and tried in communist countries. Think about Atlanta. Think about New York City. Think about DC, like completely corrupt and evil communist countries. Every part of the justice system from top to bottom, they're controlled by evil communists who think he's the Antichrist. The answer to your question is, will he be on the ballot, not be on the ballot, will he be allowed to assume office? I don't stress about these things because I've already accepted they are never, under any circumstances, going to allow Donald Trump into the White House again. Ever. I don't celebrate that. I think it is a horrible place to be for a country. I think it's horrible for Trump, for his family. It's awful. I think it's horrible for you if you're one of his hardcore supporters. I don't take an ounce of pleasure in that. They're never going to allow him to be president again. These are the Moscow show trials. The end is not in doubt. It's already been written. It's just a matter of waiting and watching. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, man, I have so much fun. You know what? You know what's the most fun part of the most fun part about this whole thing? It's this part.
We're changing people's lives.
That what, Chris? That is the funnest part about the whole thing. I know you're upset about some things Mike Johnson has said in the past, by the way. Changing subjects here to the new speaker. If one person has sent me this, 8,000 people have sent me this. Here he was.
So they've got $78 billion. He wants another $61 billion. How will you deal with the issues that he wants to tie all of these issues together? How, will you go issue by issue?
I told the staff at the White House today that our consensus among House Republicans is that we need to bifurcate those issues. I agree with your assessment in Ukraine, and that's why the American people are demanding some real accountability for the use of those dollars. Now, we can't allow Vladimir Putin to prevail in Ukraine because I don't believe it would stop there, and it would probably encourage and empower China to perhaps make a move on Taiwan. We have these concerns. We're not going to abandon them, but we have a responsibility, a stewardship responsibility over the precious treasure of the American people. And we have to make sure that the White House is providing the people with some accountability for the dollars.
People are sending me that in their outrage, and they're saying, Jesse, new boss, same as the old boss. Here we go again. We have to. Well, I'm hesitant to say what I'm about to say because I don't want people to ever be under the impression that I'm a shill for somebody, that I'm somebody's cheerleader. You know I don't operate that way. You know I'm hard on Republicans, probably harder on them than they am on Democrats. I have been nicer to Mike Johnson, and I've been nicer, at least for the 15 minutes he's been speaker, because he's the most far-right speaker I've ever had. And so I'm going to defend him again here, and I want you to hear me out. Don't roll your eyes yet. I want you to hear me out. Did you hear in this answer unconditional support for Ukraine? Because what I heard in this answer was a poison pill. Maybe I'm just hearing what I want to hear, but I heard a poison pill for Democrats and their unlimited money washing. Listen again. Listen closely. I don't know that this is a bad answer.
So they've got $78 billion. He wants another $61 billion. How will you deal with the issues that he wants to tie all of these issues together? How, will you go issue by issue?
I told the staff at the White House today that our consensus among House Republicans is that we need to bifurcate those issues. I agree with your assessment in Ukraine.
Okay, for one, bifurcate is a great word. I'm not 100% sure of its meaning, but I think, Chris, doesn't bifurcate mean separate? Is that what it means? Yes, I nailed that. What? What? You didn't know what it meant anyway. It means separate. It means separate, Chris. And from now on, whenever I'm going to use the word separate, I'm going to now say bifurcate. Is it bifurcate? It's bifurcate. I'm going to say bifurcate, and then people will think I went to college. That's one. Two, what's he talking about there? Bifurcate those issues. Separate. He's talking about not allowing the White House to do what the White House is trying to do. What's the White House trying to do? Well, the public right now, they're all in emotionally on Israel. And so the White House knows that. The White House also knows, they see all the poll numbers. Everyone knows, Republicans, Democrats know, the public is out on Ukraine. Their 15 minutes is gone. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm saying their 15 minutes is gone in the mind of the public. The public is freaking over it. The public is looking at the price of everything. They don't care about Ukraine. Now it's become a talking point for both sides. Whenever somebody is not getting something in this country, both sides will now bring up, oh, but there's plenty for Ukraine. Now it's become that, right? So what do the evil people in Washington do? Well, they do the same thing they always do. It's the same thing Mitch McConnell did with Democrats when he did that $1.6 trillion lame duck bill. They attach things you hate to things you love to try to force your hand on funding things you hate. That's why Joe Biden gave the speech. That's why he tried to conflate Israel and Ukraine. Chris, did you hear what I just did there? What are you shaking your head for? Anyway, so this is Mike Johnson saying, no, we're not going to let him do that. Those are going to be separate issues. That's a good thing. That's a very, very good thing. He goes on. And he gives another ultimate poison pill. Wait, you'll hear it.
And that's why the American people are demanding some real accountability for the use of those dollars. Now, we can't allow Vladimir Putin to prevail in Ukraine because I don't believe it would stop.
People are demanding accountability for the use of those dollars. Let's set aside that talking point he goes into in the end. If Vladimir Putin takes Ukraine, soon it will be all of Europe. That's absurd. It's ridiculous. No one. That's an absurd talking point. But anyway, setting that aside. Accountability. Listen, they're washing money in Ukraine. Billions and billions and billions of dollars of it. Volodymyr Zelensky is having to fire his administration for a reason. They keep getting busted with mansions and Lamborghinis. They're washing our money. They're taking our arms and they're selling them on the black market. Do you want to know how I know? I know because not only do I have sources on the ground, I know because the American media screwed up one time and accidentally did some real reporting. It was CBS News, and I'm not going to give them credit for a reason that'll be apparent. They published an article where they tracked what we were sending over there, and they found that 30% or less of what we're sending is actually getting to the poor Ukrainian troops that are getting chewed up. Well, that leads to the obvious question, doesn't it? Where's the other 70% going? Let's talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about something terrific. Let's talk about supporting a company that supports our values. You, me,
Look, we love Medal of Honor Monday, right? We love talking about heroes and veterans and things like that. And I know that you love that Pure Talk CEO is a veteran. I love that too. That was part of the selling point in getting me to come on board, and I just have loved them ever since. I love that they hire Americans. I love that while other companies are donating to Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood, you know what Pure Talk focuses on? Veteran suicide and eliminating veterans' debt. And you don't have to do something special to help them with this. Just switch to Pure Talk. You don't sacrifice a thing. You same great 5G network. You deal with Americans. You keep your phone. You keep your phone number. All you have to do is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone and you'll switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That other 70% in Ukraine, where is it? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist.
That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also Find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So what is going on? What is going on in Ukraine? Why the commitment? Why the bizarre commitment to never-ending funds? Well, they're all washing money through it. The defense industry is a major financial backer of American politicians. Not only is it a major financial backer of American politicians, but it's a major employer of former generals and admirals. So these generals and admirals, while they're in, have a vested financial interest in pushing conflict without end. The defense industry profits from said conflict. The Republicans and Democrats like Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden profit from the defense industry profiting because the defense industry gives them all kinds of money. The people who do not profit are you. You're bankrupt. They've destroyed the dollar for it. Why the commitment to never-ending, unlimited funds to Ukraine and unaccountable funds? Do you remember what happened with Rand Paul? It was the most revealing thing in the world, and people didn't really catch it, and they didn't talk about it enough. Republicans and Democrats came together. I believe the vote was 99-1 to give Ukraine a whole lot more of your money. Rand Paul, you know what he said? Okay, that's fine, but here's an amendment so we can track the money. I want to track everything so we know where everything's going. The amendment was shot down almost universally. Well, what? You want to track the money and goods? Oh my gosh, we can't do that. Why do you think that is? They're washing money. And a big part of the money wash is we have become the international weapons brokers of the world. Don't get me wrong, we have been for quite some time. But when you send that kind of heavy-duty equipment over there, remember, I'm Ukrainian General Vlad. It's me, Vlad Kelly. I'm a Ukrainian general. I understand what the deal is, and what is that? What is the deal? What am I talking about right now? Even if I love my country, Russia has bit and held the parts they wanted. They're holding on to territory. Ukraine launched a massive counteroffensive. They couldn't get them out. It didn't go anywhere. Now, I'm a Ukrainian general. I'm not going to be able to uproot the Russians. I know this. I am in charge of getting some weapons and munitions to the front. What if not all of them get to the front, though? I mean, sure, we got a new load of missiles in. We got 100 missiles in. I'm going to send 20 of those to the front. But 80 of them, I'm just little money here, little money there. I'm going to pay this private. I'm going to pay this corporal. And instead of driving it to the front, is this going to kind of take a little off-ramp? Because me, General Vlad Kelly, I have a little warehouse where he can unload some things. Now, he unloads the 80 missiles that I don't deliver to the front. How many people around the planet, will now pay me handsomely for 80 missiles that can take out armored vehicles? How many? A lot. And do you have any idea how much money there is? I'm going to read something for you real quick. Give me a quick second. I'm going to dig it up. How much money there is flowing in evil circles. Here it is. Here's Jesse, where would you even find a buyer for that? Okay, listen. Taylor Swift, she's that singer chick. She's worth $1.1 billion. This is courtesy of End Wokeness. I want to make sure I give them a quote. Oprah, $2.7 billion. Musa Marzouk is worth $3 billion. Khaled Mashal is worth $3 to $5 billion. Ishmael Haniya, $4 to $5 billion. The last three guys I just named, they are leaders of Hamas. So that's one small example. Hamas is one terrorist group. General Vlad Kelly with 80 missiles is officially a very rich man. because there are people around the planet who will pay handsomely for that. Another story that went away, that vanished like a fart in the wind. Remember when they began finding, I don't want to give the technical name, anti-tank missiles that we had sent to Ukraine? They started finding them in Venezuela. Do you remember that? The biggest tragedy of this Russia-Ukraine thing, Russia invades because they're piece of crap Russians, and the Ukrainians are trying to fight them off. The biggest tragedy is this. The young Ukrainian and young Russian soldiers, the Russians are mostly conscripts, by the way. They didn't even have a freaking choice. The young Ukrainian, and so are the Ukrainians, young Ukrainian and young Russian men who have been sent to be chewed up in the front, 500,000 dead so far, for a war that Ukraine not only is not going to be able to win in the end, but a war their own leaders didn't allow them to win. Their own leadership, they decided to join forces with our own leadership, and they sold every one of those young men down the river. And now, this is what we get from our people.
How big is the concern that the U.S. is dangerously low on what it should have for its own defense right now?
Well, of course it's a concern. That's why we asked for that extra supplemental funding from Congress. Without getting into classified information, I can assure you and the American people that the United States military can continue to defend our national security interests all around the world.
Yeah. They blew through all of our munitions, lining their own pockets. And that's why the president was so desperate that he stopped the presses and gave an international address pleading with the American people for more Ukraine money. The very same president whose son got an illegitimate job in the same country, and he got a prosecutor fired who was investigating his son. This whole thing is so dirty and disgusting. It's beyond belief. If I handed this as a script to Netflix and said, I want to make a political thriller, they would hand it back to me and said, that's so ham-fisted and not even well thought out. Who would even buy something like this? That is our current situation here in the United States of America. Hi, Jesse. Can you please settle an argument between me and my husband? I think you call Kamala Harris dome because she's an empty, stupid head. He thinks you call her dome because she has a big, stupid head. Can you let us know which one is right? We love your show and listen with our kids every day. You can say my name, and her name is Nicole. Well, Nicole, hubby, kids, it's actually neither of those things is the reason, and I'm not gonna break down the reason why dome is called dome, but just, I mean, maybe you could look it up. I'll just put it to you that way. Oh, great, RV Oracle. Any advice for someone who wants to buy their first Class A or Class C RV? Yeah, rent one first. Remember, some of the best advice I ever got in my life was renting your fun. Rent your fun until you're sure you're in love with it. There's a reason people buy RVs and they unload them quickly. Some people love it, though. You don't even know what you want yet. Rent the thing. All right. Now, we only have one segment left. We have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. Let's get to some emailed questions, too. And let's try to do this. Man, I didn't get to near as many Ask Dr. Jesse questions on Friday or Monday. We're going to have to set them aside and get the headlines I didn't get to as quick as possible, Chris. You know what I need from you, Chris? Here's what I need.
But my focus is, just stay focused.
I need you hyper-focused this last segment, all right? Do the best you can. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. So I forgot to talk about the Gavin Newsom video. There's a Gavin Newsom video out. I'm sure you've probably seen it by now. If you have not, it's hilarious. But Gavin Newsom, of course, he's in China pretending like he's going to be president because, frankly, he might end up being president. But he's over there trying to bone up on the issues. What's he trying to? He's trying to look like he's president. That's what he's trying to look like. And, of course, he's glad handing with everybody. Look at my electric vehicle and all these things. I don't know how it turned out. He got a game of basketball going, but there's a bunch of little Chinese kids and Gavin Newsom, and they're playing oops. And Gavin Newsom zigs and the other kid zags, and Gavin Newsom runs the kid over. I would guess these kids are 6 or 7. And, you know, it's not terrible. It's not great. But they both go toppling to the ground. And this is where I have a major problem with what Gavin Newsom did. Gavin Newsom is very kind. He's laughing about the whole thing and patting the kid. Ah, ha, ha, we fell down together. That was the perfect opportunity to assert our dominance. What, Chris? You don't start laughing and pat the kid. Stand up and stick a finger right in his face and say, don't forget what happens. Get off the tracks when the train's coming through. This is America, son. And then slap the ball out of his hand and say, you want some more? Stay out of the lane next time. All right? That's how it's done here in this country. You know what? And then when you walk off, this is what you say.
You know, freedom is not free.
That's what you say to that kid. Come try me, Chinese kid. We'll see how it works. We play prison rules. We play the Dad Kelly rules. Let me tell you what. You show up and play my dad one-on-one. Don't think just because you're a kid you're getting any mercy. You better bring the Band-Aids, pal. All right. Let's talk about something. Speaking of kids, we want to dominate them in basketball, but we don't want to kill them, right? So that's why we donate to preborn, because we don't want them to die. Preborn, what do? They give free ultrasounds to women who are getting ready to kill their babies, who are getting ready to have an abortion. And that's the thing about preborn. It's not just random. These women have made the decision. That baby's life is in imminent danger. And preborn steps in, not yelling and screaming, not with judgment, with love and care. Hey, how about a free ultrasound? And then when she chooses life, because they do almost every time once you get the ultrasound, preborn's right there with care if she needs it. Does she need diapers? Does she need formula? A place to stay? Substance abuse? Whatever. A chance at life for her and the baby. That's where your money goes at preborn. $28 buys that ultrasound. You give them $5,000, a leadership gift, you fund the entire network for a day. 200 lives walking the planet because of you. All this is tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. All right, a couple more questions, and then we're getting out of these headlines. Jesse, how is defund the FBI any different than defund the police? I understand the bias and overreach of the FBI, but wouldn't complete defunding be disastrous, similar to defunding the police? What FBI wins have I been missing? Anybody? Now, don't get me wrong. I know there have been busts in the history of the FBI. I get that, but which crimes did they prevent? I know, Chris. Yes, you're right. They had another shooter who was on their radar when he massacred a bunch of people. Is it to solve crimes? Are they there to solve crimes? Because some guy opened up on a bunch of country music fans in Las Vegas and mowed everybody down, and the FBI flat out dropped the case. They're not even attempting to solve it anymore. No one knows why he did it. No one has any idea. And the hard drive and the laptop's gone, and they just kind of washed their hands of the whole thing. The FBI got involved when that tranny went and massacred a bunch of Christians in Nashville and never could come up with a motivation. In fact, they've hid the manifesto. I remember when that dirtball jihadi goes into some gay club in Orlando, kills a bunch of gay guys in that place.
Why
he's shouting the whole time, and he's shouting against gay people. He's shouting pro-Islam. He's shouting pro-ISIS. And he was very apparent, from what I understand, when he was killing all those poor people, why he was doing what he was doing. And the FBI stepped in and edited the transcript to remove any references to ISIS or Allah or Islam or anything like that. That's what the FBI did. Can someone please tell me what they're doing besides covering up crimes of Democrats and Democrat constituents and framing people on the right for crimes? We are under the impression that we need an FBI. You know that the FBI for the majority of your country's existence was not a thing that existed, right? There was no FBI. None. Zero. You don't need one. And even when they created one, it was essentially an accounting service. They didn't even have guns. Now, Now they track down 300-pound old men in Utah, and instead of arresting him peacefully while he's buying his eggs at the grocery store or walking his dog, they kick in his door at 3 a.m. and kill him. And we still have not been treated to the body camera footage showing why that killing was justified. No, defund the FBI and defund the police aren't even close to being the same things. Not even close to being the same things. When you have a federal law enforcement arm that is a secret state police agency, you officially have the most dangerous and murderous thing in the history of the world. That's what we have right now.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Chris, is it Halloween and we forgot? Is it Halloween tonight? I think it's Halloween. Oh, it's tomorrow. Well, I don't know. That's not like I'm dressing up. Halloween ceases to be cool after you get married and all that stuff. As a dude, there's just no point in it anymore. Anyway, California Elementary School cancels Halloween because it's not inclusive enough. The same school district is celebrating LGBT plus History Month. Well, yes, you cancel Halloween, but you still have to honor the national religion here in the U.S. of gay. Biden associate at the Center of China Money transfer at the Center of China Money Transfers played golf with Joe up to a dozen times, FBI documents show. Isn't it amazing the crime that's done in golf? You've heard of the outfit, right? Or the syndicate. They're the mafia crime, the Italian crime family that run Chicago, or the big times that run Chicago. Forever, Mayor Daley, I know because I knew someone who worked at the golf course. Mayor Daley would show up for his tee time and he'd get about two holes away, and then the mafia bosses would show up and get in golf carts and they'd drive out and meet him on the golf course. You see that big wide open golf course? It's very, very difficult to bug anything out there. You'd be able to hear just a couple guys playing golf. What do you think they're discussing on the golf course? And New York City considers turning public parks into tent cities to house illegal immigrants. You voted for this. If you vote Democrat, New Yorker, you voted for this. This is what you wanted. You are enjoying the government you deserve. The economy is booming. Great GDP numbers released. Just a reminder, the system is going to lie to you about how great everything is, even as everything burns. And a reminder that you can email me your questions, your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.